gang.
Welcome back, you guys. Episode 53 of Zero Card Journal. A new year, a new volume. Oh gosh, how exciting. Good morning, guys. Sunday morning here. It's just coming up on 7 o'clock, and I am just waking up. Nice to see you guys. Hope you guys had a great week. It's been an interesting week here. Power's out. Power's been out for, gosh, a little over 48 hours now. It went out early, early Friday morning, about 6 o'clock, a little after. And phone lines are down, power's out, so I've been totally offline. No internet, no news, no phone calls, no nothing for a couple days. And it looks like it's pretty rough. I checked, it was Thursday night when I looked at our utility district website for outages. And we were at like 90% of the county was out of power on Thursday night, and the big storm hit Friday. So it looks like, I don't know because I haven't been out and I don't have any news, but I think think pretty much the whole county lost power. And I'm kind of out here at the end of the line. So sometimes when this happens, it's like weeks with no power. It's been 10 days before anyways. Weeks is a bit of an exaggeration. But, yeah, so I'm not sure how long I'm going to be in the dark here, but that's okay. I sort of enjoy it. I got my battery-powered record player, and I've been playing guitar and being outside and doing things that require no electricity, and it's been just great. So I guess the real gist of that is I don't know when I'm going to get this up for you guys. It's probably not going to be today, Sunday. But we'll see. Maybe power will come back on shortly. So anyways, I hope you guys are doing great. I wanted to say thank you for all your support last week, and I forget who it was, but someone said I shouldn't apologize for being emotional, but I'd like to just apologize a little bit because I didn't mean to just bawl all over all y'all, but I did want to, you know, more. I had some of you guys concerned about me, and I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, I wasn't terribly upset, and I wasn't... It wasn't something that affected me in a, you know, like a real negative way deeply. More than anything, I just was so moved and touched by the quality of the people in my life, as one of you guys mentioned. And I really just wanted to give them recognition. It really wasn't about me or my feelings or anything like that. I just wanted to say their names and say Larry's name, you know. That might, I don't know. I don't believe he had a whole lot of people in his life, so he's not forgotten. So anyways, enough about that. So yeah, this week was pretty darn good. I, gosh, from a diet standpoint, you guys, I don't have a whole lot to share with you guys because I'm just so set in my ways right now, but boy, it's working for me. I am really settled into my... hamburgers, as you know, and then when I do want a change, now this week, you know, I'm still just working my way through my freezer, so I ate some beef short ribs, and I ate some lamb ribs, and I ate some lamb shanks, and probably quite a few soup bones, but when I want, you know, a special treat that's different than the burgers, it seems like the thing I want the most is what I'm going to call... steakin, which I've shown you guys before. It's my bacon or chuck steak, usually sliced really thin like bacon and cooked like bacon, fried like bacon. And I love it. It for some reason really hits the spot. It ends up being fattier than my normal meals, but not as fatty as like a medium rare ribeye or something like that. Some of the fat does render out, but I just love the flavor. I end up eating all of it. I don't end up high grading. I eat every last bit of it. And I'll have to show you guys how that goes down. Maybe I'll do a little video for you, or maybe I'll tie that in with Mike's week of beef only event coming up, which is pretty exciting. So yeah, so I did, you know, this week mostly just ate my burgers and did some ribeye bacon and a little bit of my, you know, bones and freezer cuts. And man, I've just been feeling great, you guys. I just have had, I mean, really just, I just am not seeking any improvements or changes at this point. Variety, you know, I'm just really steady as she goes, and it's just been real easy. It hasn't been a problem at all. I don't find myself craving anything. In terms of the amounts of food I'm eating, I've tapered off a little bit from where I was a week or two ago when I got back from my trip, and I was eating so much, but I'm still eating quite a bit, and I'm still pretty hungry. I'm feeling pretty strong, though. My workout, the end of the week workout was great. I PR'd some of my pull-ups, and just really feeling pretty strong for the most part, and I've got a lot of energy. So I don't know, man. I feel like the diet's really working for me, and I really just don't have much to share other than just stay the course. It just gets easier and easier and easier as time goes by. So it's so interesting now to go out in the world and see the recipes and all the ingredients and everything else. And gosh, it just seems like such an illusion, right? Like such a way to occupy our time and our brains and our money. I don't know. It just, the whole world seems as backwards as it ever has, I guess. But I guess, you know, whatever. It all is pretty great. You know what's really great, you guys, is getting this far into it and just feeling better and better and seeing more and more people. Like I said last week, seeing more and more people come into it and more awareness of it being, you know, a viable option. And yeah, it just feels more and more real every day as time goes by. So anyways, from a food standpoint, I don't have a lot to share, but boy, I'm feeling great. It's real simple, and I'm sure enjoying my meals. I'm you know, when I was on the road, it was fun to go out and find food that I could eat out on the road, and I am missing that a little bit. There's some sort of like adventure there. But staying home and eating the same thing every day, yeah, it's not, I don't really want that for, I don't want to go out for the variety or anything like that. Like I said, it's just an adventure. But from a food standpoint, I don't crave anything else. So anyways, I'm just kind of rambling. It's early. I got nothing to do. I can't go turn on the computer. and I've read most of my exciting books already. I'm down to some books that I'm slogging through now. I burned through some early in the week. So yeah, I just kind of am hanging out. I've had a great week though of work too. I did a lot of marine design, electrical design this week, which has been nice to get back to, and kicked off a couple big projects that are going to occupy probably quite a bit of time this spring. So that's exciting. So I'm kind of right back into the swing of things. Been when I haven't been working and with the power out, you know, I've been practicing just being here and being in the moment. And, you know, like I said, some of you guys reached out to me and were concerned about me last week after my emotional outburst. And I just want to let you all know that I'm doing great. I'm, you know, at the end of my year of goals. And as you guys know, things have changed for me a lot over the last 12 months. So I'm sort of a little bit in limbo about the future. As you guys know, my trip sort of got my brains thinking about some other opportunities, and I am. I'm in a transition stage. You know, I sort of got over the hump of the last 4 or 5 years, and as I've been saying for a while now, I'm sort of like waiting to figure out what's next. So I am. I'm doing great, you guys. I'm not, normally this time of year in the past, I would be horribly depressed. My depression was always seasonal. I could always count on being really deep in the doldrums right around Christmas and my birthday, which is around this time of year. So, you know, I feel better than I really ever have, and I feel more positive and optimistic. Now, you know, I still have some of the same old things that bother me that I always have. I mean, I'm lonely for sure. I'd love to have, someone special in my life, if I'm going to be honest, or even just a little bit more interaction, but human interaction, I guess. But that's just normal. That's the human condition, right? That doesn't really eat at me that much. And I'm wondering what my future holds financially and with my health and all that. So I've got some normal human worries, but I'm not, I don't have that overwhelming dark cloud over me, and I'm optimistic about the future, and I'm really looking forward to what's next. And, you know, I'm telling you, zero carb is probably the biggest piece of the puzzle in that for me, because it has made me feel like I'm not trapped and like there's possibilities out there for me. So I'm really optimistic. I'm going to, as I've been saying, I'm just going to have to hole up here and take advantage of all the opportunities that come my way, make hay while the sun shines, keep my nose to the grindstone. I want to keep developing my wood stove plans program a little more, although I haven't had much time to get back to it, because it fits in between boat work. But, you know, I've got some goals, some short-term plans to kind of shore up my position. And then, yeah, we'll see what happens in the coming year or whatever. But I'm real excited about the future, and I'm really looking forward to kind of cruising through the last few weeks of this year. I'm in the last week of my goal round now, and then I take the last few weeks of the year off from goals. I'll do some minor workouts and whatnot, but I usually give myself a little bit of a break, and I just sort of stop pushing towards, you know, results, and I just start evaluating, you know, where I'm going to go next. So I'm looking forward to that phase this year. It seems like I'm really in a good position to set my course for something big and great for me in the future. So yeah, so I'm looking forward to 2019. 2018 has been amazing for me, though. You guys are a big part of that. Zero carb was immense. I mean, it was my second year eating this way, but it feels like I really hit my stride this year with it, and it's really opened my eyes to what's possible in terms of how I can live my life healthy and progressing, and so I'm just so thankful as always, and I continue to be, you guys, I continue to be so incredibly grateful every day, all day. This week, very much on my mind, especially after Larry and everything else, was being sick and being laid up in my bed and bleeding and in pain and not able to move and get out of it, and being so grateful that for every moment I'm given these days, and I'm still there. You know, I've changed, you know, I've progressed in the last few years. I'm no longer having to work so hard at my morning affirmations and you know, convincing myself that I love myself and that I'm on the right track. And sometimes, you know, this week I evaluated that a little bit. I was like, oh, do I need to go back to, you know, to such a rigid structure of building myself up with my routine? And I don't think I do, and I don't necessarily think that's a good thing. I mean, I was so stuck in my routine. I was really rigid, you know. I would get thrown off and have bad days, and I was inflexible and unable to take advantage of opportunities or go places and do things. And so I don't want to get back into being that rigid. It was a very good thing for me at the time. It was what I needed to rebuild myself. But I don't think I need that real structured morning affirmation and real rigid structure that I had that got me here. And I've been wondering, you know, a little bit, evaluating myself, like, am I slipping back into my old habits? Am I slipping back into self-loathing or a lack of progress? And I'm not. You know, I wake up every morning and I still, the very first thing when my eyes open, I say thank you. And I feel that way. I'm grateful for every day. And that goes on all through the day. And I still feel incredibly motivated to progress, and I still push myself. But I'm learning to find a balance. You know, I push myself a lot, very much too hard in the beginning of this process. And so that's been hard, or a challenge anyways, to find that balance. And I think I'm getting close. So I feel like I've kind of got a pretty sustainable lifestyle going here that I can take with me. That's another thing. I want to be able to go, like I said, on the road and, you know, experience some other lifestyles, I guess, but without compromising my goals with regards to my health and my progress. So I feel like I'm getting pretty close to figuring it all out. Figuring it all out, right? Like I'll ever do that. But yeah, it's all working a lot better than it has in the past, at any rate. And this trip was really great for me to help break me out of my routine. I think I really needed that. You know, there was a while there where I was really stuck in my rigid routine, and I was at risk of of becoming one of those people who was a real slave to a routine. And I've noticed that I've missed some opportunities in the last few years because of my routine, and I would become very anxious when I'm thrown off it. And so making some efforts to try and be a little more flexible and open to possibilities. So anyways, you guys, I'm just rambling. I guess I'll probably say that's enough. Like I said, I don't know when this is going to go up, but I'll get up as soon as I can for you guys. And, boy, I didn't get a chance. I apologize. I didn't get a chance to go back to your comments this week. I meant to. I usually like to go back to them right before I do the new episode, and then I can respond. I know that there was a couple questions. I think MFender asked me a question, and I don't remember them, and I apologize. Someone asked me about cheese. I don't eat cheese. I eat it once in a blue moon as a treat, but it really doesn't work well for me. I end up bloating and going back to sort of irregular BMs. And so at any rate, I'm not going to be able to answer your questions because I can't read your comments because I can't get online, so I'll have to come back to those. But I apologize for that. But if you have any more questions or anything I can help you with, please leave it for me at the bottom, and I'll do my best to address it as we move forward. And I sure hope that you guys are getting some value out of this. I feel like I'm just going over the same old ground, but I guess as we move forward, we all keep progressing. So there's some lessons there for sure. So I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, we'll see what power does. I'll get this up as soon as I can. And I'll try and work on something a little more profound for next week. And I've definitely got some exciting stuff coming for the first of the year. Mike's got me inspired a little bit, and I got some ideas of stuff I'd like to share with you. So if I get some electricity again, I'll do that. So, all right, well, I'm going to check out and get on with my day, reading my books, I guess. And maybe I'll go to town, find some power, find some internet, check my emails. But I hope you guys are doing great and staying the course, feeling healthy and making progress, and having a great holiday season. It is that time of year, you guys. So gather the ones you love around you, tell them you love them, and enjoy it. And I'll do the same in a couple weeks here. But in the meantime, hope you guys are doing great, feeling great. Have a wonderful day, wonderful week, and I will see you next week. And as always, you guys, thank you so much for listening and watching and for all your lovely support. And yeah, I'll see you next week. All right. Thanks, guys. See ya.